One of President Obama's top economic advisors will be quitting at the end of this year. The White House announced today that Larry Summers, head of the president's National Economic Council, will leave the administration and return to his job as a professor at Harvard University. The president praised Summers for helping to guide the country out of its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. But news of the departure comes when unemployment is still near 10%, and many Americans say they're frustrated with the president's handling of the economy. We're joined by NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley to talk about this departure. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So how big a role has Summers played in shaping the Obama administration's economic policies?
Well, Larry Summers' fingerprints are all over those policies, which in many cases have been arguably successful, but also are often very unpopular with the public. He was the architect of the stimulus program. He was the co-chair of the auto task force, which bailed out General Motors and Chrysler. Along with Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, he helped craft the financial stabilization program. You might remember that back at the beginning of the administration, there was talk that Summers himself might be Treasury Secretary, a job he held in the Clinton administration. But Geithner got that job. Larry Summers went to the White House. And one of the roles he's played is to run the president's daily economic briefing, where he serves as an important gatekeeper.
We often hear during this job and also in previous jobs in his career about Larry Summers' strong personality. And I understand he clashed at times with others in the administration.
Yeah, just this week with the release of Stephen Ratner's book about that auto task force, we learned about clashes that Larry Summers had with another economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, about whether to bail out Chrysler, and maybe just as important about how much of that debate to air out in front of the president. In the end, the debate got a pretty full airing in front of the president, somewhat to Summers' dismay. There was news early in the administration that he had clashed with Christina Romer, the then chairwoman of the president's Council of Economic Advisers. Christy Romer told me that as she left earlier this month, she and Larry had found a way to work together, and ultimately she said they became good friends. Whatever his people skills, there's no question that Larry Summers has a strong intellect, and the president said he plans to continue to consult with him on an informal basis and that Summers will serve on his economic advisory panel.
Scott, it's a midterm election year. We're hearing a lot about public dissatisfaction with the president's economic agenda. Are we going to see some other departures from that economic team?
That's certainly a question that keeps coming up. It came up during the CNBC forum that the president held yesterday. He said he hasn't made any decisions yet. We should point out it's not unusual in good times or bad at this point in administration to see people who've been working hard leave. But there is some talk that the White House might try to recruit a business executive to come in and replace Summers. This is an administration that has been criticized for not having a lot of people in the White House who've signed the front of a paycheck.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to be with you, David.
It's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.